Thank you for another time to come in and fellowship in your word, that it'll build us up, get us ready for our inheritance. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You that have your Bibles, it's been quite a while since I was up here. We're in the 8th chapter of Romans. And I had went through the 13th and 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th verse pretty good, and we got in the 18th and 19th a little, but I will read from the 13th on, since it's been quite a while, to pick up the thread of thought. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the full-grown, and that's what it means, sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be we suffer, not for him, but with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, not to us, but in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the full-grown sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together into now. I just mentioned on that 22nd verse there. In other words, it was not the purpose of a rattlesnake to bite a child. That's not how that rattlesnake, or the purpose of that rattlesnake. That happened because of what Adam did, sin and the curse. That's why during the millennium a child shall play there and just pick them up and play with them. The purpose for a lion was not to eat an ox. So we've got to get into the purpose, and you've got to understand the purpose. And until you know the purpose, you know, over here on the wall, it says that the love of God, we know that all things work together to them that love God, and that's as far as people go, and are called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? There tonight, there's a lot of children of God that nothing's working for their good. They love God, but not in that way, that love that's there, and we'll get into that love. See, that's that first love. That's that love that Jesus said to Peter, lovest thou more, loveth these more than me? He that loveth mother or father or has a first love, any first love beyond me isn't worthy of me. So you get those two together. Love God, what kind of love is this to God? And are called according to his purpose. Well, the purpose of these creatures was not what they are tonight. The purpose finally will be at the manifestation of the full-grown sons of God. All of them will be set free because the whole purpose was him to have these full-grown sons, And then all the other purpose of God will be brought in. Not till then. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, or this risen life that he's talking about, children, the Spirit life, even we ourselves groan within our... We have the life within, but we haven't got the body yet. And I get going and I don't say a lot of things. Think of them afterwards. But there used to be a group down in Arizona, and there's other groups. And this guy was on television, and he already had his glorified body. Wow. In the first place, somebody that has a glorified body, you're not going to have to tell. Have them tell you they got a glorified body, you're going to know they have a glorified body. Don't you think on the Mount of Transfiguration they didn't know they had a glorified body? And this guy, there he had his hair bleached out. A glorified body. Couldn't use his regular hair. Makeup on. And I watched the guy, and he could not have walked up a flight of stairs without having a heart attack. And he had a glorified body. Well, soon he died. And he was corrupted. There's nobody around here with a glorified body. You'd know it immediately that they had a glorified body. You just look at them and say, man, you've already got your glorified body. So we're all sitting here. Is there anybody that's going to be so foolish as to say they got a glorified body? Huh? I don't care what you think you are. You haven't got no glorified body. Don't lead somebody astray. I don't care what you've done with it, because you're going to teach somebody, they're going to be disappointed looking at you. Man, if that's what it is, I sure haven't got much hope for it. So, naturally, it hasn't been finished. This is what the last thing we're hoping for. Even ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption or the legal rights of the whole thing, which will be this body. And not until then. And for we are so saved by hope, now, this ain't being saved. A lot of people see saved by hoping and hanging on. This is talking about this glorified, the new man has to have a new body. And that's all this is hoping for. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. And of course, Harry's going to throw in patience before this next two verses. And always remember that 26 and 27 is before 28. So when you're over there in that gym, think of 27, 26 and 27, and then read 28. And then read the next verse. Then you'll get it. Oh, it's nice to say, oh, that person out there building wood, hay, and stubble, everything's working for their good. I know that person. They love the Lord. There ain't nothing working for their good. They're out of the will of God. See, you can't take one scripture and try to say that we're all in the same exact thing, because we're not. That isn't God's purpose, is it? That they should be like that, or failing like that, or not believing like that. The purpose for this age is what? We'll find that out when we get there. So, he says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be understood or uttered. For he that searcheth the hearts, notice, the hearts and to them that love God. This is what he's showing you. He searches for a heart. The Old Testament says he looks and looks for a heart. A heart that if these things like David said are not true, you can do it and give me a new one. You can redo that. But that's what I want. I want this love. This preeminent and above all love. So he searches the heart. And here I am asking for just exactly, in the language I understand, something that's going to ruin my life. But then if I yield to the Spirit, he's saying, no, he don't want that. He don't want that at all. Well, what is my heart? Can I say, Spirit, you're right, I don't want that. I want your will. You heard my dad say when he was skinned and dying and burning up, he says, Lord, I don't want any more of this. Either heal me or take me. He immediately said, now, Lord, you know I didn't mean that. See, because he'd already had many years of the Spirit praying exactly the opposite of what he thought he wanted. And you don't think you don't need to talk in tongues. See, you might even be talking in tongues for somebody else that they don't really want what they're asking for. And most of the time, we don't know what we're asking for. Almost all the time. Okay? So, he's talking about somebody that's got a heart for him. Ultimately, yes. That's what I want. Well, you sure don't act like it. Only thing you do is sit around and daydream the exact opposite, something that's going to completely take you out of anything that's spiritual. See? You need the Holy Ghost to do this for you. You understand that God, he does a lot of stuff by request. Don't he? And you better have the Holy Spirit in your life requesting the right things if you want to love God. That's the first thing. You're not going to get anywhere unless you have this love. Because Peter was never going to get anywhere till he had that love that finally Jesus expressed there. Peter loved Jesus. But do you love him more than these other things? How can everything be working for your good if you don't love him above all the other things? It's impossible. So, remember, between that verse, you've got the Holy Spirit. And there's no use you thinking that you've went out here and wasted and built wood, hay, and stubble for 10 years. And well, I love God, so all that had to be working for my good. No, you built wood, hay, and stubble. You did not grow up as a full child and follow these instructions. And he that searches the heart knoweth what the mind is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Over in Ephesians, we're going to find out that the purpose is according to his will. So we got to find out what this purpose is. Of course, this purpose for this age is to take out a people for his name. And if you're not into that work, you're building wood, hay, and stubble. It's just that simple. For we know that all things work together for good and love God to them who are called according to his purpose. I'll just go over what we had a little. 13, but if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body. Notice that he hasn't asked you to do one thing up to this time. Now he says do something. But he says you got to do it by the power of the Spirit. And most people here, this is how they read this. Do mortify the deeds of the flesh. It doesn't say flesh. It says body. See, you're not going to take sin out of the flesh. You got to face it. That is in me, he said, there is nothing. There's no good in that nature. But it's a lot different than this body. See, this body's been weakened by sin. So is yours. But I have no control and cannot get rid of sin in the flesh. As Brother Foster used to say, I cannot keep a bird from flying over my head. I can only keep him from making a nest in my head, hair. That's sin in the flesh. But he's saying body here. Now you can mortify that. See, he's giving you the power to do that. He's giving you the power not to use that tongue the way you use it. See, you can do that. You can keep that hand from stealing. And you can keep those feet from going where they ought not to be going. And he tells you, you can do this. Now, after all he's told you, notice how he led off in 7:25 about the mind. What he's saying is you got to know these things. If you don't know this, you're never going to. That's like saying that somebody, like Dad used to say, is going to be a heart surgeon like my nephew or something like him without even knowing a thing. So he went to the mind. You've got to know these things before you can modify the flesh. Now the world out there, they even know that. Did you know they know that they shouldn't do that? And they can even not do it if their hand's going to get cut off. See? But then they are sinners. And their master is sin. Our master is the Lord through the power of the Holy Ghost. So we can do it. So now he asks you, but it's through and only through the power of the Spirit. The Spirit does it for you. It's like I was telling Kim and Chris about Brother Goodrich. They were missionaries to the Indians, and they took us out there on that reservation, and he didn't know who was going to preach. It would be the one that was in victory. And if none of them, they had three of them. And if one of them hadn't got drunk the night before, then or if all three of them had, then Brother Goodrick would have to talk, see. But if one of them was in victory, he'd talk. But this guy, he had a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, and because he got money from the government, so he took it out there on that reservation, and not close to any of the other adobe things, and he took the wheels off of it and had it up on blocks, and he took all the seats out of it and laid mattresses in there, and he just sat in there and throw the, well, he kept the bugs out and everything. You know, that was ideal for him. And the scorpions and everything, because it was sealed. And he turned on the air condition. Now, you know that Cadillac was not made for that, don't you? That was not the purpose of that Cadillac. And as I told Kim, anybody knew that if I had a pink Cadillac like that, I'd be going down 16th Street picking up girls. That was the purpose of that Cadillac, you know. Of course, most of you don't know what 16th Street is, but that's a long time ago. See, that guy did not use that for what purpose it was made for. So this is what we have here. The deeds, if you're going to do them, and you can do them. This is the only thing he asked you to do. And he asked you to do it through the power of the Holy Ghost. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the full-grown sons of God. Now they, the only ones that are going to do this are these full-grown sons. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness. I went over a lot of that. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, the Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I have been taken out of darkness and I was put into a realm of life with His dear Son. Now, when that happened to me, I was 4 years old. And with me, it was just like turning on a light. I knew immediately when it happened. Now, some people may not realize that, but it happens. Now, for you to try to tell somebody else that, a sinner that, that is not over there in that realm of light, you're wasting your breath. They have not the Spirit of God witnessing with my spirit, and here I am over here seeing this light, picking up all the vibes from the throne of grace. They're not there. How could they feel that? They're still over here in this realm of darkness. And Jesus in the third chapter of John says they love it. That's their problem. He told the Jews, he says, you think you see, therefore you're still blind. But you can't tell somebody that isn't over there. How can you quote that the Spirit, it Himself beareth witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. Hereby, we're the sons of God. How can somebody that's never been born of the Spirit be agreeing with you on that? They know nothing about it. They have never experienced it. Therefore, they don't think you've experienced it. Oh, we've experienced it. I can tell you very definitely that I was translated out of the darkness into the light of His dear Son. And the Spirit from that time on has bared witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. I'm not talking about creation. I mean that I am of my divine Father. And as we get into this, we'll see that this was planned of the Father way before I was ever in this earth. See? A lot of you have children or will have children. And as we advance in science, you can pick your child. They say, boy or girl. Way before you have them, you might have a pink bedroom already. Well, I tell you. See? Or a blue one. Well, He knew exactly who you were. He picked you out way before the foundation of the world. And that's what we're getting here in the next few verses. Everything is waiting for a full-grown son. Because Jesus is full-grown. And if there would have never been any other full-growns with Him, the purpose could not have been. And that's the purpose as we get into it. So if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs. Now you can see that there's two here with Christ. Now I went over that, what a joint heir is, and this love that we'll get into. All things work together for good to them that love. See, there's different kinds of loves. And there is nothing that is shared except with a man and a woman. And He uses that as an example. There cannot and will not be a love that can be shared, as we know in this human race, like that love. Because only they can go through a child, a catastrophe. Now, a parent can really suffer so much, but they cannot suffer as a man and a woman that have a child. See? God has given you these things. Now, that don't mean that doesn't mean my mom and my dad are not married tonight at all. They're both there, and I trust that both of them got the best. I hope for that, but I don't know. Two things I don't know. I'll have to wait till I get there to really know, because only God, Paul said, I don't even judge myself, because I don't know anything on myself. I haven't did anything wrong that I know of for 2 weeks. But I don't judge and say that I've finished that last 10 feet. He just quoted, forgetting those things which are behind. That's if you pass the 5 mile marker. You forget that 5 miles. Maybe you go 15 miles. And you say, well, most people didn't go 15 miles. I'll quit here. Now you forget the good. You forget your triumph. You finished 20 miles. What are you going to do? Get 10 feet and say, man, from being in the translation and say, I got within 10 feet. You just was got 1 mile. You won't be in the translation. So if you're not in the translation, you're not going to get the prize, are you? Because the translation is your course. You got to finish your course, whatever it is. And you can't remember yesterday is gone. How many souls you won yesterday? How many people you talked to yesterday? That's gone. You push on. That translation is in front of you still. You haven't got no glorified body yet. And you haven't finished your course yet. My dad, the last three times we went walking, and the third time toward the end, we'd go over there a lot every morning. He never walked again after that third time. And he sat down, and Dad would never sit down. I mean, unless he fell down. You that knew him, if you went out fishing or anything, you better be in for a long, hard, fast walk. In fact, I had to run to keep up with him, and even when I was young. But there he sat down halfway through that because his side was hurting so bad. And we sat there and I looked at him suffering there. To go those last few feet. And I said to him, man, I just felt that. I said, all the money in the world wouldn't be worth this. Most people don't know that. I said, this would have to be love. And you can believe it, it was love. There wasn't any money or anything in this world to be going through what he was going through. But he wanted to finish those last few feet. Yes. Hallelujah, boy. See? And until those last few feet are done, they're not done. You quit looking back at yesterday and push on today. So then he says that, and notice how Paul uses suffer. Now, Peter says you're going to suffer. But Paul definitely connects a suffering, not for Christ, but together with Christ, that the others don't. Because you have to suffer as a husband and wife. Nobody suffers more than a wife does with a husband she is just crazy about. If things go wrong. She's going to suffer more than anybody in that deal. And you know that. So this is why Paul lets you know that this kind of suffering is going to be a loneliness that only he felt. And you'll feel it. I don't care if you're in the middle of New York. You go on with this. You will feel alone. And with him. Alone. Each and every one of you will. I don't care who you've got with you. And that is a natural wife or a brother. You will begin to lovest thou me more than these, and this godly love will bring you into a lonely suffering of his denial, and you'll feel it. My dad, when he was coming out here with us kids, he stopped in Goodland to get some gas. And we were there one night, and he says, son, I got out here. And that loneliness hit me right there as he got out of that car. And he said, I felt so lonely and alone that I cannot ever express to you what that was. Well, he was feeling the loneliness that Christ felt. Think of the loneliness as he walked and in Pilate's hall. Whenever friend he had turned against him. Because they couldn't bear sin with him. He had to be the sin bearer alone. But you will feel this suffering. And it's a suffering that Peter never experienced and John never experienced. I believe he was crucified upside down. And I believe that John was boiled in oil. I believe some of the tradition of that. I think it actually happened. Whether it did or not, I know they suffered. But they did not suffer as a woman suffers with her husband. So Paul warns you here. I was sure going to get through Moses tonight. I was thinking, you know, told my wife, well, it ain't too much longer. I won't ever wear a suit again. So, but I reckon, as Ty said, this reckon means to calculate. And I'll just say this in closing on the reckon. It's a math. That's what it is. It's math. In other words, you're going to add it up. Add up what it's going to be in life. If you're going to have a purpose, add up. You know, what's going to be the profit? What's going to be the loss? See? Well, this is a calculating. Of course, they didn't have calculus, but it's that word. High math. Now, how are you going to do high math if you haven't been taught? How many of you can go on beyond calculus and go out there with Einstein? How many? You'd have to be taught it, wouldn't you? Well, that's what he's saying. I've taught you all this. Now, from that to this spiritual thing, I've taught you all this. Now, go back and calculate all this stuff. Add it up. And if you think that it is even worthy to even imagine anybody having to complain about anything. If you calculate, Paul, he finally said, wait a minute, let me start adding a few things and tell you what I had. Well, we can't even come close to that, can we? See? And he says there, if you think, and as Dad used to tell it, he'd say, are you so stupid? He said, now if I took a shiny penny to a baby and put it out there and put out a dollar bill or a $100 bill, he says, more likely that baby's going to take that shiny penny, put it in its mouth. And he says, more likely he'll take it every time. And that's what he's saying. Are you so stupid you're going to take the penny and withdraw from the glory that will be revealed in you as a full-grown Son of God? Let's stand.